So let me summarize a bit. I know I've overwhelmed you with lots of examples, but for me, the connected networked approach to evangelization and faith formation provides us so many more opportunities to reach, connect, communicate, engage, involve, invite, and participate with people. And I think the critical piece is when we have a diversity of people's religious and spiritual needs, we need a diversity of approaches. And so everything I've suggested, as you look at this network model again, everything I'm suggesting are opportunities for evangelization for people who are reconnecting with us or that we're reconnecting with in scenario 2 and 3 or even 4, and opportunities for deeper faith growth for people in scenario 1 and scenario 4. And so not separating out what's evangelical from what's catechetical, but to think much more about how do we provide a comprehensive set of experiences and activities that can engage people, that provide opportunities or platforms for people to develop a relationship with Christ, develop a life of discipleship, deepen their faith, experience the Catholic tradition, and grow more deeply as members of our Catholic community. And so the network model for me provides a platform for that. It's a blend of the intergenerational community and targeted specific strategies to reach people. Sometimes we reach people across all 4 scenarios, and sometimes, like in the Getting Started Faith experiences, we try to target people in specific scenarios. Next slide. You can see why I think a family faith formation network is so critical, because the online platform gives the ability to integrate all this great religious content, connect with people, for them to connect with us, and for us to use Facebook and Twitter to surround our network with ways that we connect in the everyday life of people. Evangelization and faith formation can be 24/7, 365 in this new network connected world. Next slide. Now, lest you think this only applies to families with children, I'm just going to suggest what this might look like for baby boomers, in a sense, on the other end of the spectrum, who may be wanting to deepen their faith or rediscover their faith, recommit to their faith, or get more actively engaged in their faith community now in their boomer, mature adult years of the later 50s through the 60s. It's important to remember that 10,000 Americans turn 65 every single day, so developing a mature adult network can be a bonanza for a parish community. Next slide. A baby boomer network. Again, at the core of that baby boomer network are the intergenerational experiences in our faith community. And that's a constant across the board. And mature adults want to connect with younger people, children, parents. So the intergenerational connections are really important across all the age groups. And I've developed the, if you will, the circles on the network, the content areas, around content areas that come out of research with boomers, scripture enrichment and faith enrichment and spiritual enrichment, for some rediscovering faith at this point in their life, extending Sunday worship, you've seen examples of that, focusing on now mature adult life issues, transitions and milestones, in many ways the things that happen in terms of retirement, selling a home, grandparenting, as you'll see that in the next circle, some boomers parenting and caring for their aging parents, who are in their 80s and 90s. Engagement in service and mission, justice. Boomers wanting to make a difference in now their 50s and 60s and early 70s. Intergenerational connections, and then compare connections with each other, you know, rediscovering new relationships among their peers. And so we can construct a baby boomer network in exactly the same way, but built around their religious and spiritual needs with resources geared towards older, in this case, mature adults, boomers, that allow us to target them and provide all kinds of rich content and experiences for them. Next slide. Once again, the heart of it is a website. And this is just an example I developed. And you'll see along the left side, just a variety. Those are my circles put into the menu items. We can provide a variety of content and experiences for them that engage them in meaningful spiritual growth, provide enriching worship, engage them in making a contribution to the church and world, connecting them to each other and to the other generations. Next slide. And just like with families and children, We provide a lot of different activities. This is just taking the spiritual growth content area and all the possibilities, as you can see, from Sunday worship and online courses and online prayer and spirituality, small groups, Bible study, taking trips like to the Holy Land, retreats and monastery, spiritual book club, monthly spiritual practices for those reconsidering the Christian faith and Catholicism, seeker program. These are opportunities that we have to connect. And that's just the spiritual growth. And there are resources that abound in each of these areas. So whatever group we look at, whatever group we target, there will be a variety of content and experiences we can provide them. And our network provides a way to integrate that. And our website provides the platform, which provides the connection points for people, supported by our efforts on Facebook and Twitter and other social media. Last slide. Hopefully you're coming to the conclusion that 21st century approaches to evangelization and faith formation can reach all ages, that we can apply this process, this tool, to everyone, and that we now have an abundance of resources and technologies and approaches. All it needs is our creativity and imagination, that we can use these 21st century approaches to really revitalize our parish communities, to become far more missional, to do evangelization and faith formation in new ways. And I hope these four sessions have given you some ideas and tools and resources that provide you ways to make that happen in your parish community. Again, I'd like to remind you that my website, faithformation2020.net, has wonderful content. If you want to reach me, you can reach me at jroberto@lifelongfaith.com. Thanks so much for participating in this four-session program.